A message to each one of my clients who are featured in the Ask Dorothy episodes. Each of your stories are deeply important. They are brief and poignant glimpses into a space and time in your life, and in which words may not do enough to express how precious and beautiful and how difficult and at times anguishing life can be. While you always move out of the place and time that once caused your hurt and suffering, you do so because of your willingness to breathe into what this moment and each moment is. To reveal that you need to examine, to own as a life teaching, and to embrace rather than resist, because everything that you experience, you also have the free will in which to rise above, to learn from successfully, to no longer be and carry hurt, because to learn is a valuable part of your growth and liberation from suffering. Everything teaches us something relevant and timely if we choose to see it as so. I share the heartfelt stories of clients in their personal journey in order to help the collective whole, to remind you as a listener that you are not alone, and that you as well can find a path that honors your commitment to growth and evolution, whilst supporting the love and nurturing that you need. In therapy and life coaching, it is important that clients feel validated for sharing their stories, for choosing to see the value in being real and authentic, first to themselves, and then as they choose to live this in all places in their life. As clients find their answers in wholehearted honesty, they progress along a path that opens their heart to greater self-acceptance and love of all beings. We don't need to agree nor align with the opinions and beliefs of others. We can stand our ground. We can speak our truth with the dignity that allows us to rise above negativity and judgment. Others show us who they are in any particular moment. You must hold yourself accountable to living with honor and dignity, self-respect, and self-worth. And of course, love and kindness as the language you speak. Let your story here honor your journey. Let it remind you from where you came and where you continue to go. Feel empowered to speak and share your truth and to use the power of self-honesty to examine the means by which you will step up and into the grace that forgives and the right action that leads your heart and mind to all love. Where would I begin? And what would I talk about? This is a natural response to the idea of beginning therapy for those who have never had the experience. It's a response that I myself and the other clinical interns that I trained with all shared as we looked at each other with a blank expression and a little apprehension because, after all, what if you have never spoken to someone about something very personal and private and something that would reveal parts of your life, your upbringing, and some of your behaviors less than ideal? At the time, my supervisor announced that as clinical interns, we would, as an experiential element of our practicum training in counseling psychology, embark upon our own personal and individual therapy. It also made me wonder if perhaps this is a question that most of us ponder. Where would I begin? And what would I talk about? Some people would have so much that they would want to share, while others would not quite know what would be a significant first step. Unsure of what it would mean, or perhaps not fully ready to open Pandora's box, to look at your life from a perspective of what was the impact of that experience on me? How can I reconcile that situation so that I am not reliving it each time I think about it? How did those life events and the way that I was raised shape my thinking, my beliefs, and my confidence? Is there a way to change what I do so that I'm not feeling stressed, angry, or sad anymore? How can I improve parts of my life so that I can feel and live happy? And could I possibly fix or heal that hurt or wound of the past? There is an answer for each of these questions waiting for you. When I see a new client, it is usually at a time in which they have already been struggling with a problem or issue for some time. And often they have attempted to make what changes they have desired on their own, but have not had consistent nor complete success. I also most certainly see clients in a state of duress when they can no longer manage their overwhelming life situation, their anxiety, or if their fears and panic attacks have increased in frequency and have now become incapacitating. Or a client will be court-ordered to have counseling after they have been arrested with criminal charges and are not entirely convinced of the benefits of therapy. Or a client may be seeking treatment for drug or alcohol addiction, but not completely confident that they can overcome this dependency. In many situations and for many reasons, most of us wait until a situation or life circumstance has come to a critical impasse, and that situation is now impeding our quality of life and our mental and emotional well-being. If you are struggling with a problem or a situation that continues to impact on your cognitive, emotional, and/or physical wellness and your ability to function optimally in daily life, please consider reaching out to me for a free discovery session. This is an opportunity for us to have an initial conversation about what you are experiencing and for me to offer you guidance and insight so that you will have the best strategies in place for yourself. Think of a discovery session as a way for you to get a short list of the best life hacks to help you now for what you need. The important thing is that you don't have to feel stuck, nor unsure of where to start. Sometimes all it takes is to have a new and different perspective and some helpful guidance for you to feel much better. What can be difficult for so many in getting started, in working with someone in a professional capacity, is the uncertainty of how therapy and coaching can help. Let me speak to this. For any problem or situation that you have aimed to address on your own, your efforts may have not given you the long-standing solution or result that you want. Consider like you would go to any other expert, a dentist or dental hygienist, a medical doctor or naturopath, a personal trainer, a massage therapist, a chiropractor, a nutritionist, a mechanic, a carpenter, a plumber, a home builder. We go to those who specialize and train in these areas of expertise. We also have mental health specialists who can, often in the ease of one session, give us insight and a helpful perspective on our situation that allows us to find and see our solution. Therapy is not about someone telling you what you should do. Therapy is having a trained professional help you to see and understand what you have not yet uncovered, or what you have not yet been willing to admit to yourself, and to provide the easiest and best route to what results you desire most. The real question to ask yourself is, what area of my life could be improved and helped most right now? We all need a little help at different times in our life. None of us are an island unto ourselves. Consider what you have done towards fixing a problem or situation in your life and ask yourself, have I achieved the result I want? If the answer is no, then consider reaching out to me or to another professional for help. I will leave a link in the description for how you can have a free discovery session with me, and also how you can dive into the full experience of therapy in a full session. It matters less where you begin, but that you do. And something else worth mentioning, my client Garrett initially contacted me several months earlier. At that time, he was non-committal and mentioned several reasons why the timing wasn't just right for him to begin sessions with me. As Garrett later revealed, he didn't appreciate how sensitive the timing was to make important changes in himself in order to fix the problems in his 15-year marital relationship. When he reached out again, he was at the edge of a precipice. His wife had told him that she was leaving. Garrett and I began our work together, now in an effort to help him in a timely manner so that he had a chance of saving his marriage. Garrett has made incredible changes in a short period of time in how he treats his wife, their teenage daughter, and others, and he has done so out of sheer fear and remorse, as well as a desire to have the love of his life return. The question that you may wonder is this: could therapy earlier have prevented Dina from leaving? In a heartbeat, yes. I see far too many couples, either together or individually, who don't seek help until it is too late. Too much damage and hurt has already happened, and with that, the opportunity for fixing the relationship is much more difficult. The jury is still out as to whether Dina will return, but the important part is that Garrett has chosen to continue to work on himself, to practice patience, to no longer bully and be demeaning, to have hope, to not give up, and to understand that there were a lot of hurts that he inflicted that caused much damage. It's never too late to work on what changes you can make to yourself that will forever change and improve your relationships and your life. At the time of writing this episode, Garrett has rekindled much love and friendship in his relationship with his daughter by being loving, patient, and forgiving, and speaking without annoyance and anger. His daughter is now able to express her love to her father, where she was previously withholding, standoffish, and indifferent. Garrett and Dina have had several heartfelt conversations with an outpouring of honesty and a depth of communication that they have never had. For what will be the outcome of this marriage, there has already been much healing and positive change. Therapy encourages a beautiful awakening that supports you through the changes that you need to make, and to heal from what situations have caused much hurt. If you know someone that has been struggling with a problem or a situation alone and in silence, and without the success that they deserve to have, please forward this episode to them. Let them be reassured that they are not alone, that they can have the right help. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to being of help to you. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.